He said, well, I remember that mistake.
He said somewhere at the table, but I can't remember where he said Polyka. I can't remember because there were these speeches. One of my uncles spoke in Latin and the other one spoke in Old Greek. Of course, no one could check it, whatever he said. So it was a great fun, and Nagyapu was very much up to this type of thing, you know. Unbelievable. He could answer a little bit in Latin and in correctly, because my uncles, they were so shrewd in that. So anyway, all of a sudden, we didn't even know that Polyka wasn't sitting there anymore. He went to the kitchen and he amused himself there with the girls. And the three girls who were there, the cook and the two maids, and then all of a sudden they came running in, yelling, the maids. Sorry, please excuse us, miss or missus, for my mother, Nagyságos asszony, boy one, Polykával. Everybody got up from the table, you heard that already, and they are running out to the kitchen, everybody. The kitchen was a bit further away, it was a corridor, and so. And what is it? And there is Polyka in his white suit, on the floor, on his back, turning this way and that way, and not being able to stop laughing. But truly, he had a fit. Because they put on a laughing disc record. A laughing record that started out, too, he was blowing an instrument, a man there, and then he starts laughing, and then he starts more laughing, and some people laugh around him, and he starts more laughing, and finally he tries, but he cannot blow anymore because he's laughing. And Polyka got laughing, and he couldn't stop either. And everybody from that big table with flowers and everything, speeches, Latin speech, ran out to the kitchen, what happened? And there he was, and he could not stop laughing. So really, I think Patty Vachi were some cold water over him or something that he could. He just couldn't. They asked him, they begged him, they cuddled him, they shook him, they talked to him, and he couldn't. He was just laughing. Ha 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 ha. You know, it was frightening. It sounds so stupid, but it was frightening. So finally he stopped laughing. Everybody was okay. They changed his clothes. They did this, they did that. We got up from, we didn't go back to the table really any longer. Just the old gentleman and so. And that was my engagement. And then from then on, Pali went to gymnasium and we got to good friends, because we always were very good friends. He and I, excellent friends. And then he invited me, of all people, to go to the, he was president already in the seventh grade. They elected him president of what they called the Self-Improvement Circle. Önképzőkör, that was the name of that literary and, let's say, even scientific society which was organized within the gymnasium, the Latin school. And he was always a first grade student. I don't know, I can't say much about him. Twice I went, I was invited there, and I went there. Once I went with his mother, and once I went alone to one of these representations where he took part. And he did very well. He gave the introduction speech, introduced the literary club, so to say. And then he took part in a play. And Farkas Otto took also part in that play. He was in the same class. But what a difference. No saying. He was always the last of his class. A good-looking guy, though. He was a good-looking guy. But
where is Farkas
Otto? Farkas Otto.
Where is
the brother-in-law.
Oh.
Well, at that time they were not yet.
Oh,
they just went to school together.
Oh, that was...
That was Mitsikes' brother.
Oh, okay.
No, well, then, and then Pali went to his school, his gymnasium, and then he went to university, and then he got this job. Actually, it was Patti Bacci's intervention, which was a good thing, that he got this job at the bank, so he could earn some money at the same time, because by then, Böske Nagymama, well, she had to marry off her daughter. She got beautiful furniture and everything, Böpien. So she more or less spent all that money which her husband as a lawyer earned. Because as a high official, in Hungary and in those places in Europe, high officials are not wealthy people. They just get a certain salary, you know, and then they have to do a certain representation. They have to receive heads of state and this type of people. So she had her nice pension, of course, but nothing to jump around. And but he earned very nicely at the end of his life. Only 2 years or so was he a lawyer, or more maybe, but I can't remember now. And while he was a lawyer, he earned beautifully. But then that was all spent when Böpien got a beautiful wedding where she married the richest man in town for the second time. Somebody told her that now. There were only 2 millionaires in town and you married both. You know what? But no, the other one was, they were rich people. They were not that type of rich people like my father, who had things invested and lived quietly. They traveled an awful lot, but they traveled through Asia, everywhere. Egypt, you know, in all the time somebody went to Egypt, that was such a big thing. Who is